What up, Chris?
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What are you two sapes up to?
Chris.
My two favorite homos, my homo sapiens.
We're on the air.
You guys still grinding for unsix figs a year per annum?
Yep.
Yeah, dude, man, I'm totally killing it over there in sales.
Are you?
Yeah, they gave me like 10 minutes office because I'm like out producing them or something. I'm like, man, I don't want to move all my trophies. But they were like, oh, you have to take the bigger corner office. So I was like,
really?
That's cool, man. No problem, you know?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, man, been crushing it. Totally signing deals left and right. I just signed just got a big buy from the Live Tour. Yeah, it was a $100 million buy.
Really?
Yeah, just closed a huge deal with them, so they're going to have George do live spots over here.
Really?
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't know if I'll do that or not, but okay.
Oh, man, I'm worried.
About what?
God. I'm running out of banks to put my money.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, it's like all my bank accounts are full, so I have to keep opening new accounts.
Full?
Like,
oh,
you want to be diversified,
yeah.
I guess.
Unless you have ever heard of that.
Yeah, you want to diversify, you know, so... Oh, man, and I'm so tired. Oh, I just didn't get much sleep.
Loaded statement. Okay, why are you tired?
Oh, I stayed up all night menaging with a couple supermodels.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, I menaged them so hard. Anyway, yeah. And also, man, dude.
What?
What's with the Rangers?
What about them?
They're off to a good start.
Man, they have been sweating me for years, begging me to design this new jersey they got out, you know, now.
Yeah, they asked just
City First or Citywide or
City Connect. Why would they ask you?
Well, dude, man, it was finally a few months ago. Boach and I were having drinks at an Extreme Ultra Lounge.
I doubt he goes there.
And he was like all gravelly saying, come on, Chrisser, you know, everybody knows you're the best dressed guy in America, Earth. And you gotta design a Ranger jersey. And I said, fine, Boach, hand me a cocktail napkin. So, you know. I got a cocktail napkin and a pen, and I drew like this kick-ass gargoyle griffin that was based on a tat that I got on one of my multiple biceps because I work out a lot, you know, crushing it. I crush it inside the gym and outside of the gym.
And outside the gym, yeah.
Anyway, so I drew out this jersey design. I put the gargoyle on it. I put 420 on there.
421.
I know, and then you misread my handwriting.
Right,
I put 421, pissed me off.
Of course you did.
But, you know, I put 420 on there as a nod to my weed dispensary and signature cannabis weed blend.
I didn't know you had that.
That takes Mary Jane to a performance degree. Yeah, it's called TH Chris Chronic. And the Chronic is with a K and a C.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
You really know how to market.
And it, you know, it's awesome, man. It's like totally in pre-sales. We're doing so great right now.
Pre-sales.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest in our pre-sales.
Is there?
And, yeah, it's, man, this is going to take gummies to a scalable 30,000-foot view.
Oh, he's even using business speak.
That can only offer more anxiety solutions to Fortune 500 companies.
You ran out of steam there.
But anyway, so, yeah, it's been a busy week between the Rangers debuting my jersey.
Yeah.
And then the Stars this week. Yep. You know, been at those games.
Let me guess, you're sitting on the glass.
Dude, sitting on the bench.
You
the
not
bench,
the
bro.
Bench.
No, the bench,
not.
Bro.
No, you're not.
They needed a center with experience. You know, and since I played college ball in hockey.
In hockey.
Yeah, I have lots of athletic in me. So they wanted me. And Jim Neal, like, offered me a one-week $14 million deal. And I was like, I don't have time. And he's like, you know, he's like, come on, Chris. And I'm like, no, I'm busy doing sex with hot chicks on dating app. But he begged me,
so I did it.
So I was out there and, you know, trying to help the Stars. And they didn't put me in enough, as you probably can tell.
Had they just put you in at all?
Oh,
I didn't see you on the ice.
Oh, yeah. They didn't even put me in. They were just out there. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to earn. I feel guilty, you know? Earning $14 million sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Put me in there. Take advantage of my sales experience.
That's what they needed last night was some sales experience. Well, Chris, I just don't believe any of this. I'm sorry.
It's hard to believe.
You guys know I'm the real deal, man. I hang out with Luca. How many times you see me hanging out with Luke on my gram?
Here we go again.
Dude, he's gained like 40 pounds in the past 2 weeks, too.
Already?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's got to slow down or I don't want to be seen with him. I stopped putting him on my gram. I won't put him on the IG anymore. No, man. Dude, I want to roll a fatty, not stand next to one.
All
right.
All
right. You guys know.
We know. Look, I'm telling you, I don't believe any of this because I was talking with one of your fellow salesman, the candy man, yesterday. He told me that you just got served by management and that you've got 1 week to get your act together, that you haven't sold anything in 18 months.
Served.
JQ ratted me out of my probation.
He admitted he's on probation.
Through the ticker window once again.
DJ, how's he doing in there?
I don't know, but his crappy dirt weed is stinking up the ticker booth.
It looks like he's moving. I can't really see. Yeah, he's alive.
Give him a little nudge in there.
I don't think I'll ever see Dave Matthews perform again.
Why does he always try to off himself by diving through a window that leads to the same floor? It's a fall of 0 feet.
He thinks it's a window that goes outside.
I'm back, you MFers!
All right, see you, Chris.